This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
Well, I can't say I'm enjoying the heat, but I'm surviving the heat. Let's put it that way. Yeah.
Yeah. It's that. You've been this past week, what, over 100 a couple of days, I think? It was like dangerously
every day,
hot.
Every day.
Man.
Every day this week. Now, they say next week it's going to cool off. It's only going to be in the 90s, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Because this heat wave has been tough. You know, it's been 102, 104 every day, and the heat, you know, index is so bad, it's like 113. And then, you know, our electricity grid has been really worried this week. So every day they say turn off all the lights, turn everything off.
Yeah.
So I don't know about everybody else, but I'm conserving everything. Because I don't want to be without electricity.
Yeah. Boy, if your electricity were to go out when it was 104, could you imagine? That would just, your skin would melt off your body. It would be miserable.
I think it would. And, you know, they're saying if you have to work outside, you've got to have ice, you've got to have cold towels on your head, all this other. So it is a dangerous time. You have to be outside, and animals, they say, most of them have to be brought inside.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Now, I saw the other day where an alpaca thought it was a dog.
What?
And a little alpaca was coming in the house. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Lord.
Oh, my.
What? Yeah, I mean, it's a crazy time, you know.
Evidently. We're all a little confused about who we are.
That's it. A lot of people are confused. Their dogs are confused.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. And,
then
the alpacas are really confused.
Yeah. You bring them all inside and make them all domestic alpacas.
Yes. Now, I don't know what hay is all over Texas, but I know at the farm store, it's $185 for a round bale.
You got to be kidding me.
I mean, that is how high it has gotten. A year ago, it was $125, and I was paying that because I was too lazy to go out here and see some of the farmers and buy a lot of hay, and I regret it now. You know, that was a silly thing because now it's gotten really high. I don't know what the farmers are getting for theirs, but they're not getting near that.
Wow.
And I talked to a farmer this week. He said, I won't have any hay till fall. And he said, we're not even going to plant alfalfa.
Really?
He said, yeah, they're going to do the cheap hay. He said, all of our fertilizer comes from Europe. Did you know that?
I had no idea.
It is not being made in the USA.
Really?
They're importing this fertilizer. And he said, from Ukraine and places like that, it's where fertilizer is made. And it's shipped to the U.S., and he said it's going to get so high that a lot of the different kinds of hay, they're not going to do.
Wow. I had no idea. I thought it was all manufactured here. I did too.
But he said the fertilizer is just going to get so high. And he said it's gone up 1,000% right now.
Wow.
So this is going to affect all the farmers really bad.
Yeah, and if a lot of it comes from Ukraine, I don't even know if they can even make it
with
what they're going
through. He didn't tell me what the fertilizer for all this feed's made out of. I don't know. But he did say that it's not made here. He said it's not made here. He owns a lot of farms, and he said they'll be doing the cheap hay, but they're not going to be doing the real hay. I said, what you're telling me is I need to go tell the llamas that they'll just have to eat whatever hay comes by.
You're going to have a hard conversation with the llamas.
That's right. We're going to have a heart-to-heart and tell them. Just be thankful you have something to eat, I guess.
Yeah, really.
But, yeah, their grass is drying up, and it's sprinkling. It isn't helping. Nothing's helping.
Wow. Can you even sprinkle?
And we have one. Yeah, I mean, ours is all sprinkler, and it's not doing any good right now. It's so hot.
Jeez.
It's just evaporating right off.
Wow.
So, yeah. So people talk about getting the lawns mowed. Mine doesn't need to be mowed, you know? as bad as things are, as hot as it is, it won't be needed to be mowed. So I don't know if other people's is growing or not, but mine has quit growing.
You'll have to be like a lot of us. Put like rocks down as you're replace the grass with rocks and some various landscaping and call it a day.
Yeah, well, we could do like they have out in Arizona. You know, it's all gravel. They don't even have grass out there. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they don't have grass. They have gravel in their yards, which it looks really tacky, but it's so hot out there, they don't have grass.
Exactly.
Hardly. I don't believe I've seen 3 yards of grass in all the time I've been in Arizona.
I've seen a few that'll put down like the AstroTurf, and then it's good all year.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
Well, I think on my place, AstroTurf would be out of the question.
Well, I don't think the llamas would enjoy that at all. They wouldn't. They wouldn't like that.
No, they wouldn't go for that. They'd know first thing about fake grass. They would catch on real quick.
Yeah, they'd have some complaints.
So anyway, that's my story this morning about how hot it is in Texas.
Oh, wow. Well, if it's any good news, we're not too long from cool down season. So hopefully, maybe, fingers crossed, it won't last too long. Hopefully, maybe. I don't know. I'm grasping
the straws.
That's
what I'm hoping. Yeah. Now, the good news is we've had two more maturities, a great maturity. The root policy has matured. We did it in January the 25th of 21.
Really?
Yes.
That's only...
It's already matured.
Wow, that's fast.
It was fast. This person had urethral cancer, and it had spread to the bones. And he was 72, and it's already matured. A lot of people in it. It's $1 million policy.
Oh, geez. Wow.
Yes, and they made 18%, and that's a good deal. There's a lot of people in it, so a lot of people are going to get money. A lot of people are going to get paid. They're going to love that.
Wow. And that just matured this week, this past week?
Yes, it just matured.
Cool.
They just notified me that it matured on Friday.
Wow.
And so we've already sent out notices to everybody that they're going to get paid, that this has happened. And then we had a small one, a small one, 100,000 mature. So we have had not quite 6 million in maturities this month.
Jeez, just in this
Biggest
month alone.
Biggest month of maturities we've ever had.
Wow.
And the month isn't over. So I'm counting on a whole bunch more maturities before the end of the month.
Wow.
I'm just hoping for that.
That is just in July, not for the whole year, just
yeah,
July.
Yeah, we're talking about July.
Wow.
It has just been coming fast. And so we've been sending out to get all the death certificates, to get them to the carrier, to get paid. And, you know, we're not ready to pay yet, but just as soon as we can get them to the carrier, we'll get their money.
Jeez, man.
Yeah.
And this past one was a million dollar policy, you said?
This was $1 million. The guy's name was Root.
Hmm.
Yeah, $1 million.
Wow. That's amazing. Because it seems like a couple of months ago, you were saying that, wow, it had been a little while since you had maturities. And then I know we always talk about things coming in three, but I think this one, so far this month, at least in the first 2 weeks of July, it's been much more than three. It's been many. I mean, $6 million worth. That's huge. That's a big. That's
yeah. It's almost $6 million, and it's the middle of the month. I expect to have more maturities this month. I'm hoping that we'll have a couple of great big ones like this one, and really, you know, get it right on up there, and get a lot of people paid. A lot of people are switching to us because of the stock market, because they know we're fixing to go into recession. Stocks are way down. Oil is down. So it just makes sense. And some of the people that are coming to us now, we've got more doctors coming and joining us. And what they're saying is, you know, we understand cancer. That's what we do every day. So, you know, they said that's what we need to be in. And this one doctor said, why didn't I do this a long time ago? Mm. He said, I was just busy. I didn't do it. He said, but I want to do it now. I want to get on it. And he said, you know, this is something we understand. So I thought that was a pretty neat idea.
That is interesting. You know, it's always, we know the numbers, but then when you have, you know, somebody who's, you know, and you've had a couple, you said, right, that have come over and said the same thing.
Yes, and the doctor explained to me, you know, what his thinking was, why he thought this was for him. He said he told his wife, you know, this is perfect for us.
Yeah.
He said, I don't know why I didn't do it sooner. I think doctors are slower because they're so busy all the time.
Hmm.
Their life is kind of like mine. Every moment counts during the day. And so I think they don't have time to do their own investments lots of times. You know, they're too busy.
Yeah, it's just kind of been on autopilot for a while.
Yeah, and then they finally get around to it and say, I should have done this a long time ago.
Man.
So anyway, I thought that was real interesting. And I've had some other people that just recently retired. They came over earlier in the week, and they put money in. So we've had several people that, you know, have called and said, let me make an appointment. I want to do this. And they're bringing different amounts of money. You know, not everybody has the same amount of money. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. And they wanted to know if we had anything ready. We've got bids out right now on 6 policies.
Oh, wow.
6. And I don't know what percent we'll get. Whatever percent we get, we'll put that out for investments immediately because people are going to have a lot of money in their accounts. And they're going to want to get that invested.
What types of bids do you have out? Are they small, medium, large?
Two of them. Well, I think 3 are $1 million. The others are like 250 and 500,000.
you say that so casually. I don't think there's like two. That's like $1 million or something.
Like, well, it is. I mean, cause,
those are big.
It's not that big a deal. It's not that big a deal. $1 million used to be a lot of money. $1 million anymore is not that big a deal. I'm telling you.
How many people would fit into $1 million policy? I'm sure that would take
probably.
Several. Yeah.
Yeah, just about 8.
Yeah,
you can't put hardly more than 8. And what I noticed on the Root policy is everybody went in for a fairly small amount. And, you know, usually we start at 50 to 60, and sometimes we have everybody at 90. But, no, most of these people put in the same amount. Looks like they all put in, you know, 50,000 or less.
Hmm.
And so anyway, they made 18%, which is a good amount, a quick amount. And I was looking at it. Looks like the profit is like 9,000, 9,000, 9,000, 8, 7. For some of them, 6,800.
Wow.
One guy made 10.
Man, and that's for... Like, literally, people have to do
months.
Nothing. You just sit, you just wait.
They had to do nothing. They just invested, and we only escrowed $28,000 for premiums.
Jeez.
So, yeah, that wasn't used either. So, it's a nice deal. As I said, I don't know how many people's in. I haven't added it up, but they made 18% in a short time. They're going to be ready to reinvest. And 3 of these are all from one family.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, three of them are from one family, which is interesting. And our two biggest clients, they're in this. I wish I'd been in it. But I was not this time. I wish I had been. But as I said, there's two different families. One family's got two members. One family's got three. And this one family, they're in the oil and gas business. He's a oil and gas lawyer. Their aunt has been with me since the beginning. And him and his mother and his other aunt, this is the first policy they've went in. And they came to us this last year and said, you know, we're finally going to invest. And they knew how much their aunt had made over the years, and they decided to go in with us. And here, this is their first deal.
Wow.
So that's a good thing.
Well, that's a great first investment. That's pretty cool.
It's a great first investment because it came in on time. They've made some money, and they can see, you know, it was different than the oil and gas business, or it was different than the stock market. And I think they needed to see that.
It's always interesting to get the reaction of first time investors when a policy matures. What's their reaction? Were they like, oh wow, this is, you know, smoother than I went or expected, or better than the stock? What do they say? What's their reaction?
Well, they usually they'll just send me a little note and say thanks. You know, we're glad it matured early, or you know. We're glad we understand how it works now. And sometimes a new client will say that. Mm. Now I understand how it really works.
And then are they, because the goal is once a policy matures, reinvest in other policies. Is that where they're headed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, everybody's headed that way because they've been successful now. They know it works. They know how much they can make. So, you know, they'll keep investing you know, make money every year, every couple of years. And it's safer than the stock market. You know, we don't have anybody telling us that it's going to go down. Like oil and gas is going down, or the stocks, you know, how bad they have hit. You know, the Dow has really been hit hard. And the crypto has been hit hard. It's less than $20,000 now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I don't understand how that really works. You know, we did a story on it. We've studied it, and I still don't understand. I know it's not money you can see or touch. It's all digital. It's all in the airwaves, so to speak.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of them that have went broke, and people are wondering if they'll get their money. And the other thing is, every once in a while, somebody has a way to steal all this out of thin air. And I don't understand that, how they can do that. But I know that a couple of them have lost, you know, like $1 billion. It just disappeared. And they've spent all this time trying to find it out there.
Yeah.
Now, one guy returned. He stole some. He returned it and kept $1 million. he stole six. He gave them back all of it but $1 million. See, I don't understand that. To me, it just doesn't make sense, folks.
Wow. That's strange. It's weird. I don't understand the mindset. I don't understand any of it. I don't even understand how you can steal something that doesn't even exist. I know it exists, but you can't. Like,
and people take it in payment.
Yeah.
Now, how do you pay for something that's in thin air? I don't understand it.
I don't either. My brain just doesn't wrap itself around it. I can't get the concept. It's weird.
I can't either. I have not been able to figure it out. But I can tell you that people invest in it. A lot of people, even the banks have got where they're starting funds for this crypto and all this. And I don't understand how it's all going to play out.
I don't either. Yeah. Do you think it has any kind of legs for any kind of a future actual thing? Or is this just a passing phase?
You know, I've wondered about that. If it's a passing thing, or if it's going to really catch on and get where it's secure. I think that's the big thing. If it's not secure, how do they make it secure where people cannot lose everything? I don't understand that.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, it's unregulated. And I think a lot of people went into it because you couldn't see it. They didn't have to report it. But before it's over with, they're going to have to do it, looks like.
Yeah, they're going to have to tax it at some point.
That's yeah. So they're going to have to say how much they have in that metal.
Can you even count it as an asset at this point, or does it not count? So if I had like a huge thing, could I claim that, or?
I think it is an asset.
Really?
Everybody's saying it is an asset. Yes.
Wow. So it's
if
legit
it wasn't an asset, you couldn't use it in payment.
Jeez.
And people are taking it in payment that you can pay. You can buy a car with it now. There's different things that different people will let you buy.
Wow. And it can all be gone in a heartbeat. There's like no security.
It can be gone in a heartbeat if somebody goes in, roots it out, and steals it. But I don't understand what your protection is. I haven't seen any protection.
Wow. That's
kind of
scary.
Remember, it's out there in La La Land.
Yeah.
It is scary.
Jeez.
But a lot of people have got a lot of money, and they put a lot of money in it. And I know a few of them are saying, well, the one that somebody stole out of thin air, how do you get it back?
Yeah. I mean, once it's gone, I would imagine it's gone. There's nothing. I mean, that's it.
It's not insured. They don't have a way to insure it yet.
Wow.
Yeah, they cannot insure you that.
Well, since it's so unregulated and so unsecure, you would think that, you know, in order to even get involved in something like the whole crypto thing, you would think that maybe people are just maybe trying to, you know, they're desperate looking for some other alternative to Wall Street because it is so bad than the stock market. Is that what it is that's drawing people to this?
I think because it is different. They could see the upside. They could see what they might could do with it. But I think they have to be very, very cautious.
Wow. That just, it seems, and I get that I don't understand it, but it just seems really, really risky to dump so much into something like that. You would think that if people are looking for alternatives to the stock market or things to get into to make money or secure money in places where, you know, it's going to be, if the bottom does fall out, if we do go into a recession or a super recession, you know, at least some of their assets and their principal would be protected. And you get that in a life settlement. You don't necessarily get that in crypto. It's just kind of like it's a free-for-all, kind of like the Wild West.
It's a free-for-all. It's out there. It's remember, it's in thin air. So until they get this perfected and get some way to cover it, if somebody steals it out of there, a way to steal it back, you know, I mean, to get your money back, I think there's a lot of risk. But if people are real wealthy, they can stand it. You know, if they lose it, they'll still be able to eat. But it's not for poor people.
Yeah.
You know, it's for super rich.
Wow.
In my opinion. If you're super rich and you lose $10 million or $20 million, you can afford it. But most of us would have to go on the bread line.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, I mean,
jeez.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you lost that kind of money in some investment that's, it's not, you can't put your hand on it. You can't touch it.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd sure have to give that a lot of thought.
Yeah, but if something does happen in the stock market, and I assume this is something that people are maybe honing in on, they're focusing more on that if something does happen, because prices are still, you know, going up, you know, like you were talking about earlier, even you know, hey, even things that you wouldn't even expect still going up. I would assume that people are looking for something that if a super recession does come, that they would still be secure. And I assume that's one of the things that are driving people to come over and see you and start talking about life settlements, because they do get that level of protection if something were to happen.
That's right. They know that principal is protected 100% because it's in a life insurance policy. It's not with us. You don't have to worry about whether I'm up or down. All you have to worry about is when it's going to come due, when you'll get paid, not about the asset. The asset is protected because it's in an insurance policy, and the insurance companies are worth billions and billions, and they've never failed to pay on a life insurance policy. So you know you'll always get paid. So that's not your problem. It's just when you get paid and, you know, how much the premiums are and what your profit is. And that's really your only concerns.
Yeah. And the reserves.
That makes it a lot safer. Yeah. It makes it a lot safer than most investments. Because it can't go down. That's the biggest thing. You can't lose any of your principal. And if you're in the stock market, I don't even have to tell you how much you've lost. You know how much you've lost.
Oh, yeah. It's
and,
what keeps people up.
It's enough where you won't be sleeping nice. And most people that are working, most Americans don't have time every night at midnight to check to see how much they've lost.
Yeah.
But we know they do, and we know they're worried, and they should be worried. If we go into a recession, a lot of these stock companies won't be worth $5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you remember what happened before.
Oh, yeah.
When it really hit bottom, you know, a lot of companies went under. And when they went under, their stock holdings weren't worth anything.
Wow. Yeah, it's kind of we're almost like having flashbacks back to 2008. All of a sudden, this is the warning signs are there. Here we go again. What do we do to be proactive? Is it still can
That's
people
right.
still
and
be
don't
proactive?
Don't wait till the last minute and pull everything out.
Yeah,
you know, be proactive. It's your money, protect it. It's what you're going to retire on. If you don't have this money when you retire, what in the heck are you going to do? You can't work all your life.
Yeah,
you know, you can only work to a certain point. Now, last year, we had a lot of people retire early, which is great. I love that. But most people are still working, and they don't have time to worry about the stock market. They don't have time every day to think about this. They're out here working, and they think the broker is taking care of it. Well, I don't know where they are or not because I haven't seen your portfolio. But everybody better be looking at it to see how much they've lost and where they're at. Because a year ago, everybody's touting to me, oh my gosh, we're just making so much more in the stock market. And now I'm not hearing that at all. I haven't heard one person in the last 3 or 4 months say, well, Faye, I'm making more in the stock market than I'm making with you. I haven't heard that.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that because, you know, just thinking about it, our conversations, you know, right now in the last couple of weeks when things have gotten, you know, pretty real, pretty fast in the stock market, and it seems to be heading in the same direction. It doesn't seem like there's any light at the end of the tunnel for that. Conversations in the last couple of weeks have not changed from what they were, you know, a year ago or 2 years ago or 5 years ago. It's the one thing with life settlements. It always seems as though, you know, no matter what is going on around us, no matter what kind of external situations may happen, the life settlement conversation doesn't change because it is so independent from all these other factors. If the stock market goes down, if oil prices go up, if they go down, if war breaks out, if there's some kind of a conflict someplace, if there are riots in a place, if there are, you know, crime sprees that are going, nothing that would normally affect the stock market will affect a life settlement at all. It's pretty steady, relatively speaking.
I think it is pretty steady. And you always know that it could come in early, it could come in on time. It may, three policies may be late, four, but you'll always get paid, and that's the important thing. And on Wall Street, we don't know if you'll always get paid. I mean, you may get a lot less than you started with, or you could break even, or you could make a profit. But it's not guaranteed that your money will still be there. That's the sad part.
Yeah. And it's all kind
if
of
it goes down, that's real money. And if you get out, I would get out before it went down anymore if it was my money. But that's just me. You know, when I got out in 2008, I said, never go back. And I didn't. And a lot of people waited and went back.
The people that have come to you, like in the last couple of weeks, are they pretty much essentially in that place where they want to stop the bleeding from Wall Street?
Yes, I've had a lot of people do that. They're taking money out. We're rolling money over from 401ks. Most of our money is IRA money. Sometimes it's just money in the bank, but usually it's not. It may be at TD Trade. You know, it may be some of the other places, but usually their 401k is with an employer, and they don't have time to do all this. They don't have time to check it to do it. So somebody else makes all your decisions if it's a 401k. They tell you what they're going with and what you're in.
You know, I wonder sometimes if, excuse me, if people are, you know, they want to make a change, but if they're saying, they may say to themselves, you know, geez, I really want to get into life settlements because, you know, the stock market has proved to be a disaster for my portfolio. I'm way down in everything, no end in sight. I want to make a change, but it's such a hassle to switch everything over. What would you say to somebody like that who isn't making
the
change?
It's very, very easy. There's no hassle whatsoever. If your company allows you to move your 401k, we can transfer it. It's still an IRA. There's no cost. There's no penalties. There's no nothing. And I have that question asked all the time. Will there be a penalty or will I have to pay tax? No. Mm. The taxes are not due till you take it out because it's just an exchange. It doesn't have anything to do with taxes. You're not taking it to your house. As long as the check doesn't go to you and you cash it, there's no penalties, no interest, and no taxes due. It has to go direct to the trustee. And it goes to Nevada Trust as trustee, and it's just like it was in your 401k, except it won't be in stocks anymore.
Mm.
It won't be in derivatives. It won't be in REITs anymore. If you have a REIT, we can't get it out anyway. You're stuck with a REIT for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So, but as long as it's in stocks, mutual funds, yes, it can all be transferred. And it'll still be like it was, but it'll be an individual IRA.
Cool. So no, people can roll over until they're blue in the face without having to worry about taxes.
That's right. Cool. And then you don't have to worry about anything. You can go to work every day and say, I know the money's secure. I know where it's at. I know it's not going to go down. And that gives you peace of mind, I think. I know my mind would be really relieved if I got out of the stock market, if I was in it.
Yeah.
I haven't been in it in years, so, you know, I'm relieved every day of my life. I'm even happier when I'm in some of these policies with everybody.
Yeah. And then the reserves.
I like getting paid when they do, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, these insurance companies have to have massive amounts of reserves on hand, whereas the bank does not. And so,
that's right.
You know, you kind of weigh the two, and it just seems to make more sense.
To me, it makes a lot more sense. And insurance companies have got billions and billions in reserves, and they have to keep their reserves up to cover your policy in case it pays off. So, you know, they're more regulated than anybody in the world because you have two different people that audit them every year. They have to be audited every year to make sure their reserves there. If they see anything funny, they'll make them put up more reserves.
Mm.
They'll say, okay, we don't like that investment. Change it.
Really?
And say you need more bonds. Yeah. A lot of times they require a certain amount of bonds.
Mm.
They always have all these years. So, it just doesn't make sense that a person would have 100% in the stock market right now.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, and that's a personal thing. I wouldn't. I want to be able to sleep nights.
Yeah.
You know, and when I read the stock market every day, which I have to do, I just cringe.
Mm.
You know, when I see how much it's down.
Yeah. And it doesn't show any signs of coming back either.
Well, it hadn't to me,
yeah.
You know, and everybody's dreading, you know, the recession. Things have gotten higher and higher. How high can they go before everything just breaks loose,
really?
You know?
That's going to have to burst. You had talked a couple of weeks ago at one point. You had called it a super recession, and then you had said that some people were even using the D word and saying that maybe a depression might be on the way. Are they still saying that, or has it kind of quieted down, or what's the buzz like right now?
Well, you know, I listened to all the people that the financial gurus, and they said that, you know, we are going to go into a recession because everything's going to get so high that it doesn't have any place to go, you know. And then, you know, oil and gas and we have a shortage of it. They won't let us drill enough here. It just doesn't make sense.
Wow.
And our world stage presence is a disaster.
Yeah. We're already in some hot water, and it may be getting a little bit hotter.
I think it is. And, you know, as Americans, most of us can't control any of it. We have nothing to do with it. And unfortunately, out here in the heartland, we're just working, trying to make a living, trying to provide for our families. And Washington is in a screwed up mess.
They live in a totally different world than we do, that's for sure.
They live in a fantasy world. Did you know that?
Yeah, that's a nice way to put it. But yeah, sure.
How many of the guys in Washington have ever went out here and had a real job and had to make a living?
Right.
Most of them up there have been there so long, you know, they're used to that cushy check and how much they can get people to invest with. But do you realize most of them go up there and they're poor fellas? When they leave, they're super rich. Have you ever noticed that?
Never really thought about it, but now that you
say
it.
Well, you need to think about it. And then they become lobbyists.
Mm.
You know, and then they really get rich.
Yeah.
So, and we're supporting them, and we have a big deficit. Our country's in debt up to its eyes, and, you know, you just wonder what's going to happen.
Yeah. It's a perfect storm for bad things to happen, that's for sure. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And American Financial, Midland.com is our website.
And every Saturday morning around this time, we take a break, get into trivia. So what is our topic this morning?
It's the best topic of the whole wide world, ice cream.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you know that Sunday is National Ice Cream Day? Nationally. It's
really?
National Ice Cream Day. Yes, national. A lot of the places are going to knock a dollar off. I know Dairy Queen is giving a dollar off of their cones. A lot of people are. You know, this is a big happening in our country because ice cream is one of our favorite foods in the world, and I didn't even realize it, but it is. It's National Ice Cream Day on Sunday.
I had no idea that was an actual day dedicated to National Ice Cream Day.
That's
exciting.
Now, when do you think ice cream can be traced back? How far back do you think?
1895.
The 4th century.
What? Okay.
It goes all the way back to Roman Emperor Nero.
Wow.
And he ordered ice to be brought from the mountains, and he combined it with fruit toppings.
Huh.
Then in 1618, King Tang of China, he was creating milk and ice concoctions. And the ice cream was brought back from China back to Europe.
Huh.
And then, of course, they had milk ice, and the Italians and the French served it in their royal courts.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Yeah,
in their royal
guessed.
Courts.
Wow.
And, of course, it was imported in the U.S. You know, everything comes to us later in life.
Mm-hmm.
And our famous Americans, George Washington served ice cream, Thomas Jefferson, and 1700, Governor Bladen of Maryland served it to his guest.
Really?
And then, in 1774, a London caterer named Philip Lindsay announced in a New York newspaper he was going to be offering various confections for sale, including ice cream.
Jeez.
Dolly Madison served it in 1812. When she was first lady of the U.S.
Wow.
Yeah. Now then, the ice cream, when it was first mixed with salt to lower and control the temperature, it provided a major breakthrough in ice cream technology. Then we invented the wooden bucket freezer with the paddles, and that improved the manufacture. And then in 1832, Augusta Jackson created new recipes for ice cream. That was in 1832. That's how long they've been making recipes for ice cream in the U.S.
Wow.
Can you imagine all this?
I thought I was being ridiculous when I said 1800 something. I didn't realize that it actually went.
Yeah, you didn't know 14th
wow.
century.
Man.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And in 1920, Harry Burt invented the Good Humor ice cream bar. He patented it in 1923. And he was selling it from little white trucks equipped with bells and uniformed drivers.
Really?
Can you imagine that?
With the little white hats.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And in Texas, who do you think, of course, is the biggest ice cream favorite?
Bluebell.
Yes, but nationally, who do you think nationally is?
Oh, boy. It should be Bluebell, but I don't think it is. Who is it?
No, it's Ben and Jerry's.
Oh, of course. I forgot about Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, Ben and Jerry's nationally. Now then, about Häagen-Dazs, which is really my favorite of all favorites, but it's so rich, you know, I don't buy a lot of it. I stick with my Bluebell, and I always thought that Häagen-Dazs was imported from, you know, some famous country because of the name, Häagen-Dazs.
Yeah.
The guy that invented it, he invented it in 1960. He gave it the name Häagen-Dazs because it sounded Dutch. Isn't that a disappointment?
Are you serious? Oh, man.
Yeah, that's such a disappointment. I shouldn't even have told it because it's so disappointing. I mean, Häagen-Dazs sounds so elegant.
Oh,
you know, it's so elegant. Now then, the top ice cream stores in Texas. Number two is Lick Honest Ice Creams.
Mm.
Now, it's in Austin and San Antonio. And one of the favorites and it came in number one. It's in Galveston. It's called La King's Confectionery.
Really?
Mm. Yeah. And it came in first, but I've never had either, so I can't swear to it as to how good it really is. But it's called La King's Old Fashioned Ice Cream Parlor and Candy Factory.
Ooh.
And that's in Galveston.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, see, you put old fashioned and then you put parlor in there. Oh, my goodness. I could imagine.
Yeah. And then, of course, Lick's Honest Ice Cream, you know, they're in Austin, San Antonio, and they make a sweet potato ice cream.
Mmm.
And they say, you know, it's just something else. And it has a pumpkin pie scoop, and it's a dessert in a cone.
Really?
Ooh. Now, in Houston, it's the Fat Cat Creamery.
Hmm.
Fat Cat Creamery. And they make theirs with rum-soaked strawberries and milk chocolate chips.
Oh.
Raspberry fruit butter. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah. It says it's the purest flavors you could find.
Man, my eyes have now been opened. I thought I was an expert on ice cream, but my goodness, look at all this.
And they make a bourbon pecan pie ice cream.
Oh, my word. Oh.
It has brown butter, sugar, and then bourbon praline sauce, extra toasted pecans in it, with shortbread cookie crumbs on top.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, and then they make a white chocolate ice cream studded with pureed raspberries, and their bourbon pecan pie is as boozy and rich. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
And then in San Angelo, it came in fourth. It's called the Latest Scoop.
Mm.
And they said it started as a passion, and it started as an ice cream food truck.
Really?
And it's an old family recipe that they perfected at the Pennsylvania State University. And they say it's nothing short of perfect.
Really?
And now then, on November the 1st, they're going to have all scoops a dollar.
Mmm.
Mm.
And they have a Mexican vanilla, which is vanilla ice cream, pure vanilla beans, cinnamon, and chocolate.
Oh, my. Oh, that sounds like magic.
And then they have a lavender blueberry.
Oh.
Yes.
That sounds amazing.
And then, of course, you have to talk about Texas, born and bred, so you got to talk about Bluebell.
Yes.
And their favorite there is the buttered pecan.
Mmm. Yes.
Buttered pecan.
Love
it. And, of course, my favorite is always going to be either the vanilla with them or the strawberry.
Oh, yeah. I like the one, I forget what it's called. It's the one with the blue. I always look for the blue carton, and it's got the different cookies in it, like the cookie dough and like the Oreo-like cookies in there. Oh, it's delicious.
And, of course, remember, they've been in business since 1907.
Mmm. Mm.
And cookies and cream is, you know, just too much for you.
It is. And do you ever get that at the holidays, the either the Christmas blend with all the different Christmas cookies? I think it's got like, I don't know, like Christmas cookies with frosting, and then it's got like some snickerdoodle pieces in there, and then some frosting. Oh, it's amazing. Oh, my goodness.
And then number six came in. It was Fort Worth, and it's called Melt Ice Creams.
Ooh.
And, it's lavender whipped cream, lemon and white chocolate sauce, honey-made honeycomb candies in it. Oh,
oh
my gosh.
Wow. Oh, that's overload. Oh, man.
Yeah, that is just too much. I mean, you're going to be sick if you eat all this.
Which would be worth it, by the way.
it would. Oh, my gosh. And then Corpus Christi is La Mode Gelateria.
Ooh, that sounds fancy.
Yes. And it was formed by two chefs that started the Le Cordon Bleu. Oh, my gosh. They've been on Food Network.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
They have Fruit Loops.
Really? Fruit Loops ice cream?
Yes, cappuccino and nutty pistachio.
Oh, my. Oh.
Yeah. And then number eight is in Waco. It's called Heritage Creamery.
Hmm.
And they have chocolate chip cookies in it. They have caffeine in it. Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And they... oh, my gosh. It just has so much stuff in it you won't even believe.
I found myself daydreaming.
Pecan. Oh, my gosh. They've got candied bacon, brown sugared bacon, studded in sweet cream.
Wow.
They have indulgent duck fat caramel ice cream.
Duck fat caramel ice cream?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Now then, and in Dallas, it's called Milk Cream.
Ah.
And, it has Reese's Puffs inside a donut. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They made a true ice cream sandwich. Oh, my gosh. It's just got so much stuff in it. It's just ridiculous.
Who even thinks of these things? I mean, these are magic combinations I would never put together on my own. Wow.
Yes. They have a grilled donut ice cream sandwich. Lavender and sea salt ice cream with fruity pebbles on a donut and Cookie Monster ice cream. And it's neon blue Cookie Monster. Milk cream is, oh my gosh, it's stuffed with a childhood cereal of your choice.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. Where is this
one? This was in Dallas. It's called Sweet Cream.
Sweet Cream. All right.
Came in ninth. Number 10 is in El Paso. It's Allegra ice cream.
Mmm.
And, oh, my gosh. It's a Mexican-inspired ice cream, a flavor of all the local ingredients, sweet treats. And then you work your way through the full menu of Mexican sweet treats, They have a waffle sandwich cookie, just as an extra treat to go with it.
Of course.
Their cocoa popsicle is dipped in farm fresh pecans.
Oh, wow.
And they have a pina colada flavor for a sweet pineapple and coconut in it.
Mm. Oh, my.
Yeah, it's just too much.
Oh, wow.
And then, if all of this isn't good enough for you, you can go over to Brahms, and they've got 47 flavors.
Oh, yes.
47.
It's a lot. I can't even name half of them.
Yes. Well, I just happened to make a list.
Go for it.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you know.
Wow.
Let me tell you what all they have, just for the fun of it. They have a chewy chocolate chip.
Ooh.
A chocolate almond. They have a chunk chocolate cheesecake.
Oh, my goodness.
Marshmallow chocolate. Chocolate pecan. Chocolate cheesecake.
Hmm.
Cookies and cream.
Oh.
I mean, this gets down to it, you know.
Wow. And they have 47 different, or 40, what'd you say, 47? Different
47
flavors.
They have an eggnog, French eggnog.
Oh, my goodness.
Premium fudge ripple. They have a German chocolate ice cream. Homestyle vanilla peppermint chocolate.
Mm.
Neapolitan.
Mm.
They have a pecan peanut butter with Snickers in it.
Oh, my. Oh, wow.
They have got a premium pecan pralines and cream. Peanut butter in it. Rocky Road pumpkin, premium pumpkin.
Ooh.
Premium strawberry. Premium snickerdoodle.
Oh.
I mean.
I'm really curious about that eggnog.
Kinds. They've got black walnut, birthday cake.
Oh, yeah.
Amaretto. Brownie batter.
Oh, yeah.
Cappuccino chunky chocolate.
Oh, cappuccino.
Cherries, pecans, and cream.
Nice.
Let's see. Peanut butter brickle. Brownie fudge in there. That's just to name a bunch of them right there.
Wow. That's...
And that include the strawberries or the pineapple or vanilla.
Oh, man. Oh.
Yeah.
They got things I've never even heard of before. I can't.
Yeah, all of them have got things I never even thought about putting in ice cream.
Wow. My goodness.
But now, on Sunday morning, here's what you do. You start out with a chocolate fudge sundae for breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Then for lunch, I think bananas, four kinds of ice cream, and then some fabulous sauces over that.
Oh, yes.
For lunch.
Yes.
And, yes. And, you know, just make it a day of eating nothing but ice cream.
Yes.
And if people say, what do you have today? It's ice cream day. We have to have ice cream all day.
Well, you have just now given all of us permission to eat nothing but ice cream tomorrow, from breakfast all the way to lunch, and then all the way to dinner, and then we could even probably stretch it out into a midnight snack just before the day ends.
Yes, and be sure and put lots of pecans on top.
Oh, yes.
And then some whipped cream on top of that.
And a cherry.
And a cherry. So, you know, I love ice cream. It doesn't really matter. Now, Häagen-Dazs has got some flavors we didn't even talk about. They have rum raisin. They have everything.
Really?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Häagen-Dazs has got some of the purest ice cream in the world. But it's got so many calories, I've quit doing it. Years ago, I was giving a party, and I called up Häagen-Dazs, and they sent me over a five-gallon drum of ice cream.
You're kidding.
Five
really?
Gallons. Oh, my gosh. It was to die for. Oh, my Lord. We put everything in the world with that ice cream.
I'm sure. I'm just kind of like, I'm stuck at the fact that you called them. They brought it.
Yes,
to you.
I called them. And they were nice enough. They sent over a five-gallon drum for me.
Wow.
I bet
that was a blast.
Five gallons.
Wow.
It was. People were shocked. They were shocked that I would have ordered 5 gallons of Häagen-Dazs. Oh, man. But, you know, that's me. I love to do it all the way.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to be a bear, you might as well be a grizzly. That's for sure.
Jeez. That's exactly right. And if you like ice cream, get enough to do some good. You know?
Do some good.
That's right. You don't want just a little sampling.
No.
You want a whole big amount.
No. If you sample ice cream.
All these places. You know, people went and checked all these out from the best. It's 10 in Texas.
I might have to start National Ice Cream Day a day early. I have a feeling, I know it's not technically until tomorrow, but I have a feeling probably I'm going to get a head start here in just a little bit. I think you should. Yeah.
And you should start with ice cream, end with ice cream. You'll have a better day. Emotionally, you'll be happier.
It's for our emotional well-being.
It's for our emotional well-being. It'll make you happy. It'll make you glad.
Now, that is true.
You know, and you can't be mad, Dean Bay, if you're eating ice cream, let me tell you.
That is true. Ice cream does wonderful things for all parts of our existence.
That's right. And, you know, all these people that don't eat ice cream, they're missing out on the world favorite.
Wow.
And I don't know of anybody that doesn't eat ice cream. And everybody should eat ice cream every day.
Yeah.
It'd be a wonderful life if we did.
Could you imagine ice cream every day could result in world peace? It'd be amazing.
I think it could. Anybody that's grouchy or unhappy after they had some ice cream, they won't be grouchy anymore.
No, that's for sure. Wow. Man, all right.
And they're going to love their neighbor, you know.
Now I'm daydreaming about ice cream. I got to go get me some. So we're gonna have to wrap this up in a second. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby, but your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
Before we wrap this up and go get ice cream, what are the three big risks with the life settlement? I know there's three ones.
Well, let's go to two risks. Let's just do two. The biggest risk is it could go over. You might have to pay premiums. Always look before you do it. Ask us how much the premium's going to be. We're going to tell you. We're trying to get those premiums where they're just almost zilch. And that way, it doesn't matter what happens. If it goes over, it won't hurt you. You won't be crying about it. You won't be calling me. So that's the biggest deal of all is the premium. It could go over. That's why everybody has to be accredited. You must make $200,000 a year or you must be worth $1 million without your home. So they're really sticklers about that. You can do other investments with us if you don't qualify. And the second one is, remember, when you invest in a policy, it's not liquid till it matures. But when it matures, you can move money around, you can do whatever you need to, or you can just go right back in another policy and get ready for retirement. That's the best way to do it.
All right. And I assume you still have some availability this coming week after you recover from all your ice cream today and tomorrow.
That's right.
To talk to new people.
And nobody should weigh. Do not wait for a week.
Oh, no.
After this weekend and when you're eating ice cream.
Oh, no. No. Those are the rules. If it's going to be ice cream day.
That is a dadgum good rule. You don't want to wait.
No. It'll take all the fun out of the whole thing. So, no. Don't just avoid
That's
all
right.
of it.
That's right. Don't ruin your day.
All right. So, one last time for people to call you and come see you, make an appointment, get started. If they have questions and whatnot, what is your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.